This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. health officials on Sunday said they were preparing for the likely appearance of the new Omicron COVID-19 variant, with a restriction set to begin on Monday against travelers from 8 southern African countries. First discovered in South Africa and announced in recent days, Omicron has already been detected in a growing number of countries. U.S. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor says the United States must do, quote, anything and everything amid likely cases of the variant. But Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC it's, quote, too early to say whether new lockdowns or mandates are needed. Potentially more contagious than previous variants, Omicron has sparked worries worldwide, rattling markets and public health experts who have long warned about ongoing changes to the coronavirus amid the race to vaccinate against it. Fauci and other top officials said the sudden burst of cases makes Omicron worrisome, but it's not yet clear how current vaccines or therapeutics would be impacted. Pfizer and Moderna have said they expect more information soon. Ethiopia's army has retaken the town of Shifra in Afar region, the country's state-run broadcaster said on Sunday. Its first major seizure from Tigrayan forces since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed appeared on the front lines 2 days ago. The Tigray People's Liberation Front captured Shifra on the border between the northern Afar and Amhara regions after fighting intensified last month between Ethiopian troops and forces loyal to the TPLF. Shifra is west of an area which Tigrayan forces have been trying to capture for weeks because it lies along the highway linking landlocked Ethiopia to Djibouti, the Horn of Africa's main port. This is VOA News. Britain braced for an Arctic freeze Sunday in the aftermath of a powerful storm that left three people dead and thousands in Scotland facing days without power. The storm brought wind gusts of almost 100 miles or 160 kilometers per hour late Friday, before weakening and drifting towards continental Europe. Heavy snow in its tail forced the cancellation Sunday of a Premier League football match in northwest Britain, and the wind caused trouble on road and rail transport across the area. Meteorologists warned that temperatures could plunge to minus 10 degrees Celsius in parts of the country overnight, with the mercury falling below zero in London too, due to a so-called Arctic shot moving south from Scotland. The British Health Security Agency issued a weekend-long cold weather alert, urging the public to take precautions against the freeze. Taiwan's defense ministry said its Air Force scrambled again on Sunday to warn away 27 Chinese aircraft that entered its air defense zone, the latest increase in tensions across the Taiwan Strait as China's president met his top generals. Chinese claim Taiwan has complained for a year or more of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the democratically governed island. There was no immediate comment from China, which has in the past said such moves were drills aimed at protecting the country's sovereignty. However, Chinese state media reported that President Xi Jinping had held a three-day meeting which ended on Sunday with the country's top officers to discuss how further to strengthen the armed forces through talent cultivation. While the readout of his remarks made no direct mention of Taiwan, Xi did stress the need to modernize the military in order to be able to win wars. And police in Northern Australia said on Sunday they expect to charge a 31-year-old woman with arson after she allegedly set fire to the COVID-19 quarantine hotel where she and her two children were staying. No one was injured in the fire, which gutted much of the 11th floor of the building, according to police, who say more than 100 people were evacuated from the hotel. The incident occurred as tensions are rising across Australia as a result of coronavirus restrictions and the latest scare caused by the emergence of the Omicron variant, first identified in southern Africa. A police official says the woman was in custody and police were caring for her children. He says the woman had been in quarantine for a couple of days, and there had been issues with her that authorities, quote, were managing. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.